Schools across the country are exploring an alternative form of disciplining students called restorative justice. WAMC News intern Paulina Phelps explains how this new system is being implemented in New York's Capital Region.
Mike Brannigan, assistant principal of Queensbury Middle School, says the student body is changing.
We're noticing that the needs of students is really evolving, you know, with increased poverty rates, increased mental health diagnoses. Our student population is really changing in terms of their needs.
The school realized traditional methods of discipline were no longer as effective. In 2012, the school began looking for alternatives to traditional methods like in-school suspension and detention, which take the student out of the classroom. Restorative justice is a set of tools that can help students resolve issues without being asked to sit and put their heads down. Growing more popular in schools, restorative justice is also being implemented into youth detention centers, adult prisons, and other spaces serving the community. It is used as both a form of discipline and a means of communication. Tim Dawkins is principal of Oliver Wench Middle School in South Glens Falls, part of a school district that began implementing RJ in January 2016.
I think so often in schools, you know, in the 20th century model, we kind of have talked about punishment as consequences. And, you know, while in the moment that feels good or it feels appropriate, it really doesn't serve the people who were harmed.
Dawkins and other advocates believe that restorative justice is a model that can help solve problems that in-school suspension and other zero-tolerance policies may unintentionally create. The most common RJ exercise is a restorative circle. This brings together the student, a counselor who serves as an advocate for the student, as well as teachers and administrators. Dawkins says restorative justice techniques can be used in a variety of cases.
And it doesn't have to be something as even big as, you know, something was stolen out of a locker. We do restorative stuff even with, you know, interpersonal conflicts with kids. It may not necessarily be our job to fix the friendship, but it is in our best interest to make sure that, you know, the kids are emotionally healthy, because that trickles over into how they're able to perform in school.
Duke Fisher, a restorative justice facilitator in the Capital Region, echoes Dawkins.
We want to interrupt the behavior so that we're not just cycling through the same behavior until they get caught again, then we cycle through and then they get caught again.
Fisher's stepdaughter, Alexis, went through the RJ process at age 17. She says at the time, she was in an abusive relationship, isolating herself from her friends and family.
While I was still living at home, he had really ripped my family apart. So I moved in with him, and then I quit talking to my parents. I cut everybody out, friends, everything.
Seeking help, she was recommended by Fisher to participate in RJ circles at home and at school. Fisher talked to Alexis's school counselor to create a restorative circle involving Alexis, her brothers, and her friends.
My counselor got all of us together, and we talked, and I mean, it built a relationship that I didn't have before. That, I mean, I thought everybody around me hated me.
Alexis did not find the process of facing the people she hurt easy.
Having to sit with a bunch of people and apologize for screwing up, because I'm not one who likes to say that I did things wrong.
Alexis says she didn't want to apologize.
After hearing what they all said to me, I had to say I was sorry, because it was a mess.
The sanctions that are created are designed to repair the harm and reintegrate the student into their community. For example, in a case involving a teammate, instead of distancing the player from the team, RJ would find new ways to involve them. Again, Duke Fisher.
Maybe it's not less practices, maybe it's more practices, right? That's the idea. Maybe it's not just practicing with their team, but maybe now we use that person as part of their restorative sanction, they're going to work with the younger team.
Fisher says schools are integrating restorative justice techniques into their already existing disciplinary practices, including the traditional in-school suspension. Fisher argues that in-school suspension alone can be harmful to a student.
They come in, communication can be spotty, and often kids have sort of got their heads on their desk. They're either sleeping or just sitting quietly.
Fisher says this kind of discipline does not get students to be self-reflective. Instead, Fisher proposes restorative questions to help a student understand and resolve the issue.
Not just from the "you made a mistake," but also the idea of what were you thinking at the time? What happened? What have you been thinking about since you came down here?
But introducing RJ in schools requires time, funding, and resources. As a result, the integration process can take an especially long time in larger schools like Queensbury Middle School. With 400 staff members, Principal Mike Brannigan says progress is being made in small steps.
Having smaller pilots of the restorative practices, teachers will, you know, start incorporating some of the thoughts and beliefs of restorative practices into their classroom communities.
Not all educators are on board with restorative justice. One opponent is Dr. Marvin Marshall, an author and former high school assistant principal based in California. Marshall specializes in what he calls using authority without coercion. Marshall says restorative justice does not promote responsibility.
But instead, it's how can we coerce someone to right a wrong? As long as young people are coerced, they do not have ownership. And in order to change a person long term, the person must own the decision.
Marshall wants young people to make the right decision not because they are told to, but because they know it is the right thing. Recognizing some of the challenges, including time and resources, Tim Dawkins in South Glens Falls hopes to create a marriage of philosophies between restorative justice and the traditional punitive system. This is also because many parents remain skeptical. Many grew up with a vastly different educational system. In a study on restorative justice in K-12 schools, the West Ed Justice and Prevention Research Center showed that 3 years after implementation, cumulative graduation rates rose 60% in RJ schools compared to just 7% in non-RJ schools. Alexis says RJ gave her closure upon graduating high school.
When I left, I got along with everybody again. I wasn't such an outcast. I didn't think everybody hated me anymore. I rebuilt my friendships that I thought I had lost.
For WAMC News, I'm Paulina Phelps.